Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ben from the Game Brain Podcast and the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. And joining me is Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose Podcast. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, we made it to Friday. Somehow.
Sure did.
Somehow we got here. It's Friday, which of course means, Ronnie, your camera just went out.
Oh, I'm smoking. I decided to be polite. Oh. I'm vaping. That's what I figured you were going to talk for a while, so I'll vape over here. Get some nicotine inside of me.
All right. Well, while you vape, let me tell everyone the reason why I could see Ronnie's camera had gone out is because this is a Crappens on Demand episode. It's a very special Crappens on Demand. You know why? Because it's Tinsley's last show. Spoiler. So it's our Tinsley goodbye extravaganza, which is basically just a normal show where we just say, bye, Tinsley.
Yeah, that was like the saddest, least exciting goodbye I've ever seen on a Housewives show.
I actually loved it. But we'll talk about that. So anyway, if you want to see this Crappens recap, not just listen to it, go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens and sign up on the Crappens on Demand level, and you get access to this episode as well as all our other ones. You can watch Ronnie cupping his boobs right now on camera.
I want a boob lift so bad. Wouldn't I look adorable if my boobs were up?
I actually would like a little boob lift too.
I would love. In these very important times, let's start a GoFundMe to get breast lifts.
Yeah. Male breast lifts. I would love that.
Move jobs.
Go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens to get that. And you also get access to the bonus episodes. This week, we actually did a really fun bonus episode where we recapped The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on Family Feud. So if you ever wondered how Lisa Rinna or Kyle Richards would answer very simple questions, this is your chance. Or if you ever wondered what would happen to Andy Cohen if he got excited by money. So definitely check that out. Anyway, today we are talking Real Housewives of New York. But before we do that, we are highlighting Black-owned businesses on our show here today. Ronnie, do you have one? You want to tell the audience about a business they should check out and support?
I sure would. This business is in Philadelphia. This is called Harriet's Bookshop. Looks adorable on their Instagram. You can find it at Harriet. How you spell Harriet? Harriett. And then _ bookshop. Harriet's Bookshop. It is a boutique store, Fishtown's independent bookshop and creative space, celebrating women authors, artists, and activists. You can shop online, harrietsbookshop.com, or go visit them in Philadelphia.
Perfect. There you go. Why bother with Wawa when you can go to Harriet's Bookshop, even though Wawa doesn't sell books? I was just making a Philadelphia reference. Anyway.
I was going to say, isn't that the place we go to drunk for sandwiches in the middle of the night?
It's the place where I stood in line outside of when we last went to Philadelphia, and I was mortified. I cannot believe I was in line to get into a Wawa with a bunch of drunk 20-year-olds, but it was 1 a.m, and we hadn't eaten all day, because we were in St. Louis that morning. We flew into Philadelphia, something crazy. Was that the same weekend? I don't know.
I don't know, but you were obsessed. That was one time I was really glad. I was like, no, I'm not going there with you. Bye.
We hadn't eaten dinner, and it was 1 a.m. We'd done 2 shows back-to-back and had just some snacks backstage, and I was like, I am starving. It's -45 degrees outside. There's a bunch of really drunk kids in the way, and it was like a nightmare. But man, when I finally got that sandwich an hour later, because...
Worth it.
It was worth it.
Okay, wah-wah. Read your business.
Okay, my business that I'm reading, this comes from Leah Key, who she says, I'm a Black female-owned jewelry brand, and I was recently featured on QVC. Oh, well done. She says, could you please shout out my business during your show? Her business is called Valencia Key. Her web, www.valencia.com. And also check out her Instagram, Leah Valencia Key. By the way, Leah spelled L-I-A-V-A-L-E-N-C-I-A-Key. And her business Instagram is Valencia Key Design. So go check that out. Get yourself some jewelry, because guess what? We may be in a pandemic, but that doesn't mean you don't get to be glamorous, right? So go support Leah's Leah's business and support other Black-owned businesses in your life.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so let's move on to the Real Housewives of New York City. Goodbye to Tinsley.
I know, the big Tinsley goodbye episode. So I actually really like the way they handled this. I mean, I'm trying to think of other housewives who quit mid-season. The one that immediately jumps to mind, of course, is Kim Zolciak, who left in a more confusing and stormy way when they were basically at brunch and they were like, let's go to a vacation here and you have to come to vacation. And she's like, no, Croy, pull up the car. And then she left forever.
Yeah, she just got in her car and bitched about everybody.
Yeah.
And she didn't get like her ending card like Tinsley got. But yeah. I don't know. I felt like it was, you guys could do something. I mean, Ramona's like, meet me for a drink. And then like spent 5 minutes with her. And then that was it. And then she had people watch her finish up packing. Like, it was so sad.
It was sad.
My God, give the girl something. My goodness.
But it was very fitting. I mean, it also showed why she wasn't willing to stick around the rest of the season. These women treated her like garbage. They were actually so mean to her. Not saying that Tinsley is some sort of, you know, treasure that should be held up, ha! But it's more like they treated her like garbage. She met the man of her dreams, and it's kind of like, what am I sticking around for at this point? I'm already famous. I'm already rich.
Yeah, I'm just getting shat on.
Like, yeah,
why would I just
closet.
Sit around for some bizarre drunk to come after me? Some mean bully drunk to come after me every day and rip me to shreds?
It felt
fuck Dorinda, man.
Yeah, seriously, it felt very much to me like the series finale of a sitcom. You know, because sitcoms always end with, like, someone moving to a different city, and, you know, then all of a sudden they're hugging, and they're like, I guess this is it, huh? One last hug. And then they come back in the door, they leave, and they all wait, like, the friends all wait, and then she comes back in the door, gives another hug, and then she leaves, and then she comes back in, gives another hug, and then she leaves, and then she comes in through the lanai, and they all leave, and then Dorothy goes away, and then Rose, and they're all like, she's never coming back. Sorry, I went into Golden Girls.
Yeah, you really are. You're like one cheesecake away from a tear.
I'm like literally about to cry on this podcast because that series finale triggers me hardcore.
Nope. And this one, just a mean old lady says some mean stuff. And well, not old, but I'm just saying that because she's such an asshole right now. A mean drunk lady says some mean stuff to you. And then you get on a plane crying with
your little
dogs.
That's not nice to say about Dale.
I can't believe this has happened in Tinsley.
Dale is so excited. Dale is ready to pounce. She's like, well, I guess there's a vacancy in New York City. I'm not saying I'm a strong lady, but I'm strong enough to hold an apple, if you know what I'm saying.
She is strong enough to hold a damn apple. I would love to see her on that show. Watch Ramona try to ignore her ass again.
I would love Dale to be on Roni. Oh, my God. That'd be so great. So great.
Yeah, it really would be. It would be incredible karma for Ramona, who deserves some shitty karma coming her way.
Yes. So, speaking of which, the episode opens up with Ramona at a deli, and she's like talking to the man behind the counter, this older dude, and she's like, you know what? So your chicken was a great success. My dog, okay? So, you know what? You know what I like to do? Like, I like to chop it myself, because you know what? That way she watches it and she knows she's going to get something special. Okay? Chopped up deli chicken.
And did you notice that the deli guy was the ghost of Nono from New Jersey, who I already miss? Love that guy. He's like, oh, I like to make you chicken. I would look at you every day if I could.
Whoa, a ghost is cutting me chicken, okay? But I don't need to be cut. I like to cut it myself. Because I'm a lifestyle maven. Okay, everyone on Instagram Live, this is how you cut chicken. First you need a knife, then you need a chicken. And that's it. Thank you so much for joining me on this tutorial today, okay?
That's a Ramona chicken, okay? So then we cut to...
Wait, but the guy... Then the guy also said... she goes, you're going to see a lot of me, you know, because you get that great chicken from my dog. And he's like, well, I don't mind looking at you. And she goes, well, thank you. I don't mind... eating your food. She's like, you know what? I draw a line somewhere. I'm not going to flirt back.
Yeah. It's like, even I have standards, okay? No, no. So then we go over to Dorinda, who's in a costume shop. I just love how Dorinda just bosses people around everywhere she goes. She's like, hey, hello, give me the Halloween thing. It's voodoo. Lift me up, squeeze, lift me. Well, it looks like you've done this before. She's acting like she's in the couture section of Saks. I know. You know? It's like this poor minimum wage worker at the party store trying to zip her into this thing.
She's at Neiman Mucus. So then we go over to the cabaret theater or whatever, and there's Ben Ribbelauer with his assistant. These are the signs for Luann's new blockbuster show, Mary F. Kill, all right?
Oh, you're going to be amazing, Luann! And his little, 15-year-old twink assistant, I was like, Ben, you shady, shady, shady man.
And then we hear...
Oh, listen, all right, here's the signs. Oh, what is that? It sounds like someone attacking a door. Like you're talking. That's the sound.
It was so perfect.
You sound like a tiger scratching on the door trying to get in on a metal door, okay? It's your voice.
Yeah, you sound like Carol, What's-Her-Face's at Tiger Sanctuary. So...
Carol, welcome to my Tiger Sanctuary.
We let the tiger sit on all the counters. That's baby, 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 baby.
So we hear a... We're oh my God. And it's perfect for the Halloween episode. They're it's turning. The zombie apocalypse has finally happened. And the first place they're going to is Luann's Cabaret.
But... She's like, oh, don't worry, it was just me trying to get through a door, which we should put in the act. I mean, it would be hilarious. Luann coming through a door.
I can't get in. Cabaret star can't get through the door. I mean, what sort of cabaret is this where the star comes walking through and you don't even have the door open? What is this? I mean, a door. It's like, Luann, maybe you should pull instead of push. Oh, well, that was funny. We'll put that in the act. Put that in the act.
All right, Roger's going to bring him in, and then Madison, and then they'll just do the little stand-up thing, and then the ones that suck will kick out, turn into dinner. It's like, well, you know, we're looking for comics, because Mary F. Kill is a variety show, and we need variety, me, comics. That's really all I can come up with for now. But it's going to be hilarious. Put it in the show. Put up with me trying to come up with a show in the show.
Yeah. You can tell that I'm auditioning comics because I'm wearing a little cardigan sweater with sequins on it. So that shows I know my comedy. Am I right? Am I
this
right,
is
girls?
My artistic sweater. Oh, I'm sorry Sonia's not here. You know she's running a little late. You know Sonia. She probably lost her dress on the way or something. Put that in the
that
act.
That goes in the act. That'd be great in the act. That'd be great, all great. Right. Oh, well, looks like I lost a sequin. Also, lost in the act. In the act.
Put it in the act, all right. So, now I want the comic to talk about sex and relationships and all that good fucking, marrying, killing.
Yeah.
Because the show is called Mary F. Kill, which, by the way, if I could Mary F. Kill any of these girls, I would marry Bethany, I would kill Ramona, and I would F. Sonia. Yes! Yes,
so
hilarious. We should put that in there,
Luann. That goes in the show.
I'll tell you who I'd fuck, marry, kill. I'd fuck an automatic door, marry a slide door, and kill a revolving door. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want to... Okay, sorry, Bueller's barking because someone's here.
Can they get through the door, or is there an issue?
Yeah, it's the way I'm
doing. What up, Ben?
It's me, just rehearsing the second number in the show, trying to get through the back door.
This door does not work. It's not working. That's actually just a wall. It's just a wall. Oh, sorry. Well, Mr. Kool-Aid seems to have no problem with it.
Oh. Well, I want to talk to Sonia about how to involve her, because she can be very creative, Sonia. She can be very, very creative. She's learned to poop different shapes on the seat of the jitney. It really is something.
So Sonia comes in, Soniorito, although she doesn't say that. And then Sonia's like, well, I wanted to dress a little cool, so I wore Kyle and Kendall. Well, actually, that was a little too expensive, so I got the ripoff brand called Cole and Candle. Ah, love it. It's actually made of coals and candle wax.
So she double kisses with Luann. She's like, oh my God, what's it called when you do the double kisses? What is that? And where do you start? Do you do the right or the left? And Luann's like, you start on the right. She's like, oh wait, three times or two? Because if you're not comfortable with me, I could get the tongue in there. And then begins the Luann. This is the shit Luann should have on the show. Just being the snottiest asshole in the world, you know?
Well, you know, the Swiss actually kiss you three times, and the Spaniards, they just go straight for the mouth, and then the Luxembourgians, I mean, first they do the forehead, then the chin, and then the back of your neck. I mean, it's wild.
I mean, those Russians just punch you in the face, and before you know it, your wallet's gone. It is amazing.
Have you ever been to Sierra Leone? Well, they go right for the elbow first, then the nose, and then they turn you upside down and slap you on the butt. You don't even want to get me started on Laos.
And then Luann's like, oh, we should talk about that. Put it in the show. Put it in the show, man.
Do that.
And Sonya's like, oh my God. She just thinks everything she says is funny because she has a show. It's like, and then she goes, oh, Luann, as long as you're not in jail, I guess it's just hilarious, huh?
Yeah. No, I think she said, oh, well, everything's... Yeah, actually, no, never mind. That is what she said. And then Sonya goes, I mean, you know, next thing you know, like, whatever she had for breakfast is going to work her way into the comedy. Like, did you see those blueberries? Okay, Lou. I mean, she's not that funny. And it's like, cut to Luann, be like, oh, Ben, great idea. So I was eating these blueberries for breakfast today. Am I right, son? Am I right?
Told ya. So she's like, here's the thing. Thanks for having this creative meeting with me. Look, I just can't continue to do her life when I have my own thing going on and I'm getting paid to be here. Isn't that right? I'm getting paid to be here.
I'm being paid to be here, which is taking time away for getting my clothes into my favorite knockoff store, Decade 25.
She's like, yes, of course you're being paid. I mean, you were paid for the last one you did, remember? She's like, hair and makeup. And then she tells us later that she doesn't even do her full hair and makeup. She just gives her half.
Yeah.
She's like, so I just get my makeup done, then I do my own hair.
Yeah. Well, Sonya, I'm happy to say that we have a big bag of money for you waiting on the other side of that door. So just go through that door and you'll find it. I'm sure it'll open up very easily for you to reach your money.
And then when they cut to the assistants, it's Ben's assistant and the twink, and they're just standing there like, oh, isn't this funny, all this talk of non-payment? Because, you know, none of them are paid.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, isn't this hilarious? So Luann goes, well, it's going to be Broadway pay. And Ben's like, off Broadway, below 60th Street pay. All right, just leave it at that.
So so now they're the comedians are coming through for the big audition, and so we're just seeing lots of like young comedians who are like,
wait,
I'm gay.
What is that? Someone trying to get in the door? What is that horrible sound? It's George Carlin, okay? beating on his fucking coffin. It's terrible. Those comics are terrible.
I know. They were, I mean, I feel bad because it's like they're doing comedy for three people, and they're all young comics just starting out. Like, and we're just seeing probably like their worst moments too. So
I don't know if you can tell I'm gay, but people say you're gay, but you're wearing a hat.
And Luann's like, like she has this weird noise where like her voice sort of trails off to being like, oh dear, this is not my opener. We'll have to put we won't put that one in the act. We won't put that in the act.
If only I didn't lose the number of that Michelle Smallins woman.
So Luann's like, well, all the comedians were good. I mean, they had a certain sense of humor, sense of humor more like, if I have a dollar of humor, they have a few cents. Get it? All right, that's going in the act. Go in the act, everyone.
Now that's comedy.
That's
boys.
Comedy.
That's comedy.
That right there, okay?
So, she's like, well, they're so talented, but, you know, my humor for my show, I mean, it just needs to be so specific, you know? I mean, about fucking or marrying or killing. I was like, so every routine ever done ever? Like, what are you acting like you invented here?
Yeah, I'm concerned that we haven't really heard any stand-up lately about marriage and sex and death. Yeah,
it would be amazing if someone could just joke. You know, I've been thinking, like, men and women, they're just so different. Am I right? Write that down. So Sonia's like, I'm so proud of her, even though she doesn't pay. So Ben's like, why don't you guys work at your act? Come on, it's going to be great. And so they go up and do terrible jokes. Sonia's like, so one question, and she has her big glasses on,
yeah,
you know, to show that she's very serious. She's like, one question. Can I call you the Countess? And Luann's like, well, some people think I shouldn't be called the Countess since my divorce. Well, the question is, which divorce? And Ben's like, yes!
And then Luann, like, you would think that would be the punchline, but then Luann's next line is, of course, the first one. It's time for you to sing. I'm like, what? what? That's good comedy. We call that comedy with a capital C. Am I right? You can't spell comedy without the first two letters of Countess.
Write that down, Ben.
That's a good one, Ben. Write that down. Commercials. Here comes one right now. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day your Rachel's in, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferrelio, it's Lindsay Ferrelio. Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys. So then we've got Tinsley, you know, shooting with her family.
Pillows.
And strawberry and shortcake. And it's like, oh my god, you can't go for a walk right now. I'm going to call Leah. So she calls, she FaceTimes Leah.
Tinsley, by the way, we can tell that Tinsley's going through a life transition because she is just a sea of, like, incongruous patterns on our TV at this moment. Like, she's wearing this white tiger print, but she's sitting against a pillow that's, like, orange tiger print, sort of, and then one that's, like, all these diamonds, and then another one that's, like, a house, but also florals. Just, like, all these different patterns coming to us at once. Like, I can't process. Things are changing.
She really is. Like, if you stare at it long enough, you'll finally understand what the picture is. You know what?
Yeah, you see pictures. A peace sign. You see a peace sign. If you cross your eyes when you look at her, you realize that it's just like someone's doing a little peace sign with their fingers.
Have you seen that? I just saw this thing and it made me so mad. I was cracking up though. This Twitter thing where people are, and I'm sure it's really, everyone's like, this is so old, but it has a little baby standing in a window, like looking out the window, and it says, if you can see a baby in this picture, then you're one of a small percentage of people who can see, you know, things from the other side, or like, whatever, spooky things. And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I see a baby in the window. And then people are like, I don't see a baby. There's a baby. Everyone's freaking out like, you don't see the baby for real? I sat there laughing at that thing all day. Anyway, that's what I saw when I looked at Tinsley's outfit. Because it's just it's fucking with people because there's obviously a baby in the window.
But how do people not see it? Oh, I see. Oh, people are just fucking with
you. They're fucking with the other people, yeah. And then the other people fall for it, and you just sit there and laugh at the stupid people, I guess. But I don't know. I got so much pleasure from that, reading that yesterday.
Yeah. If you can see a circus ringmaster in this scene, you're one of the 1% that can see the other side.
Yes. So that's what I saw when I looked at Tinsley. A baby circus ringmaster.
Yeah.
Standing at a window. So anyway, sorry. Don't know why I went into all that.
No, I like that because now I know. Now I know not to be an idiot. Be like, I can finally see the other side.
Someone
Patrick Swayze, are you with me? That was a ghost reference. Not a reference to the fact that Patrick Swayze is actually dead. And now I'm sad. Okay. So.
Someone actually drew an outline, you know, like a chalk outline at a murder scene around the baby. They're like, here, this is where the baby is. Can you still not see the baby?
That's funny. I feel like people do that to Tinsley. Like, I only wish that Tinsley could have been here to see the scene. I'm in your scene, Ramona. So.
Ramona is just one Twitter prank. She's one big long Twitter prank.
What color is this dress? Okay, is it blue and black or is it white and gold? You're wearing a pantsuit and it's red.
If you can see me in this picture, that means you can see ageless things. Okay.
That, unfortunately, that's like my last two like internet pranks I can think of. Whoa. I'm trapped in a flying saucer flying across America. Guess what? I was never in the flying saucer. A little callback to the Balloon Boy. One of the greatest moments of our time. Which yeah. I'm surprised has not been turned into a Netflix documentary. Like, remember the time there was a Balloon Boy?
Oh, it will be. It'll be super serious in 10
7 episodes. 7 episodes, and we'll be recapping it as a bonus bonanza on our show. And I'm for it, because that was one of my favorite days. One of my favorite days of the entire 2010s. Was Balloon Boy Day. That was one. Yeah, that was like
that just, was a good day.
That was a great silly saga in our lives. And then it ended. It culminated with a little boy throwing up out of guilt on the Today Show. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay, so we're at Leah's and they're FaceTime. She's FaceTiming with. We're at Tinsley's and she's FaceTiming with Leah. And she's telling her she just got back from Chicago. And I guess she's just posted on social. So Leah's like, what is going on with you and Scott? Like, was it great? Like, was it great with you and Scott in Chicago?
And she's like, well, it was really great. And like, when Scott said, get on a plane with a strawberry and shortcake, I was like, yeah, I'm in. I was trying to play it cool. But then I was like, yeah, I'm in. Because they had a closet for strawberry and shortcake. So I thought, okay, I'll go.
Fucking Tinsley. I remember this social media post too, when Tinsley is in the apartment, just walking around, giving a tour of the apartment. It's massive. I mean, the guy's huge. A gazillionaire.
Go Tinsley, by the way. Go.
Yes. Like, it was like that scene in Annie, you know, where Annie's like finally rich and she's in the mansion. They're like, we got Annie. She's like, I'm rich. Finally found me.
I like to compare it to when Country Sadie gets to the plaza and realizes that they have soaps in the shape of swans. They got soaps in the shape of swans. Isn't it divine?
So they're talking about this Dorinda party that's coming up for Halloween. They're going to Blood Manor. Yeah. And then we see a clip of Dorinda telling Leah,
you can bring her if you want to. You know what I mean? Call Tinsley. If she wants to come, tell her she can come. You know, tell her her lying, stupid lie face can come, okay?
If she wants to come to Blood Manor, she can come. I'm like, if someone said, you know what, if you want to come to Blood Manor, you can come. I'd be like, great, have fun. I'm not wanted there, and I don't even want to go in the first place because I don't go to places called Blood Manor, all right? I'm staying home.
Yeah, especially with Dorinda.
Yeah. So anyway, but regardless, I'm glad that they all went to Blood Manor because it really gave us one of the great montages. I felt like so needed after this week. After this week in America, there was just nothing better than watching a bunch of zombies scaring rich white ladies. I was like, there we go. That's what we needed.
Yeah. So Tinsley arrives with Leah at this Blood Manor place. Yeah. And Tinsley's like, what is that, a scary clown? And then someone comes out and scares him. He's like, no!
Now Tinsley, stop crying. He's shingle.
No, but Mom.
He's single and he apparently has a job, Tinsley, on the East Coast.
Tinsley, you have to be realistic about your prospects. Mr. Zombie, my name is Dale. Welcome to our world.
This is my daughter, Beggars Can't Be Choosers. Am I right, funny clown? Am I right?
Listen, he eats brains, not eggs. Go for him. So then, of course, Elise walks up and the zombie and the clown, they don't even bother. She's like, hi. Like, boo. She's like, hi, I'm Elise. The zombies are scared of it. The zombies are like, normally I do want to eat your brains, but the way you're staring off into empty space makes me concerned that there may not be much for me to eat in there. What's going on with this lady?
I know. If they really want to scare Elise, they should tell her that the nanny union is waiting outside. So Dorinda walks down the street in a skeleton costume, and she's just winking at random people. Like, Dorinda's becoming that person where she walks down the street, and she's like, hey! Hey, yeah, how are you? Yeah, how are you?
Hey, there's my kid.
It's me. Yeah.
And the zombie is like, ugh! And she's like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh, she thought that was a homeless person, didn't she? Because she didn't react with like fear. She was just like, okay, just keep walking.
Yeah. She was like, you know, I've been trying to get the girls to come here. Oh, clown. Oh, there you are. Yeah, I got to get you to come to my house. We're remodeling yeah. Right now.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'll have another water, please. Dorinda, that's not a waiter. It's a clown.
Fucking Dorinda. Oh God, Dorinda. Sorry, I just remembered that.
Remember?
Woof.
Yeah.
Woof. My God.
Oh, great moments.
Well, thanks for ruining my day. So yeah, she's like, come to my house. And she goes, I don't scare easily. I'm the scarer. I finally found the man in my dreams.
Yeah. So now comes Ramon, and everyone's excited. This is the moment, really, that the world has been waiting for. Ramon's like, you know what? I'm just going to walk down the street. You know what? Because I'm single and ready to mingle. Like a fine wine, I only get better in time. and then the zombie just like comes. The zombie's like, ugh! She's like, whoa, whoa. Just bolts.
She bolts and she just drops her things and leaves them on the sidewalk. She's carrying a gift. Who is the gift for?
I don't know.
But she's bringing a gift and she just leaves it there and they run back up with it. She's like, whoa! She's like, I don't like being scared, okay? I'm crying. I'm like literally crying right now. It's trigger.
It's really scary, okay? It's really scary, okay? But you know what? It's worth it because you know what? I think I'm going on a date with that zombie now, right? That's my man. Oh,
I'll pencil you in, zombie. Okay.
Yeah. So then Luann's next, and she's like, "Oh, that's scarier than the door that would never open." Am I right, girls? Am I right?
It's put going it in the act. Show.
Put in the show. Put the zombie in the show. Zombie, that was hilarious.
Zombie, I need one sex joke from you. Okay.
Zombie, how do you feel about relationships, right? Who would you marry, fucking kill? Anything? Brains is not an acceptable answer. It's not really the comedy I'm looking for.
Wait a minute. You can't marry and fuck the person you just killed, zombie. Put that in the show. That was a good one. Put that in the show.
Well, I guess when the zombie does talk about brains, it is about killing someone. All right, it works. It works. Zombies in. Zombies in.
And then Ramona gets all judgy, which I love. Ramona's such a hypocrite. She's like, whoa, do you have another party? Something to go to? Why are you dressed like that? She goes, yes, it's a birthday party. She goes, dress like that? She's like, yes, how often do you get to dress like a cougar? Every fucking day of your lives. What show are you thinking you're on?
Yeah. And Luann saying she's dressed like a cougar. I love it. She's doing the classic, the cop-out kitty cat costume that ladies like to do on Halloween, where she puts like black on her nose and like little whiskers and like little cat things. And she's like, what? I'm a puma. Or a cougar.
Luann. So they go in, and Tinsley was the biggest surprise in this haunted house because they're coming at him from every angle, just screaming. And Tinsley's just like, "Oh, hello!" Like she doesn't care at all.
She's been trained so hardcore in finishing school to always be polite to everyone that, like, even to zombies, she's like, "Hi, how are you? I'm Tinsley. I went to Lawrenceville."
Yeah. She's like totally fly to everyone. The only time they even scare her at all is when they put a wind machine in her hair. She's like, do not touch my hair.
I blow dry this. It just feels really great to finally be back at a fashion show. You're in a haunted house. But I thought this was Garo Sparrow.
They come across the dead twins from The Shining, and they're like, ugh. They're these horrible, horrible little girls, of course, as you have to be.
Yes.
And they just start, dissing everybody, and they start cackling. And Tinsley's like, are these cackling twins, Sonia and Ramona? And then they show a clip of them in the Russian bathhouse with Sonia and Ramona in those matching hats, just cackling at each other, sounding just like the ghost
just
twins.
Like the twins, yeah.
And then one of the twins goes to Tinsley, nobody's gonna ever love you.
Mom, is that you? So then Dorinda's like, zombies are everywhere. I mean, they're coming through the ceiling. They're coming through the wall. They're picking up hot pans. They're taking stains out of my clothes.
You know, the zombie called me. And it really hurt my feelings. I don't want to hurt the zombie.
Yeah, it reminds me of this. I remember this zombie. I've actually built a gate. This is a gate that the zombie and I built together. Hey, zombie, nice to see you again.
So they get out. Ramona's like, I almost peed my pants. It's like, well, that's a, you know, that's a step up. At least on the pooping and peeing number scale, that's a step up. So good job.
That was a great date. It's so fun to go to these places and all these guys just want to get my number. It's like, they were trying to startle you.
Did you hear all those guys catcalling me?
Sonia's like, oh, God, see if anything came out of my ass.
Oh, God. So then they go to the restaurant.
She's a type.
And Leah and Tinsley are taking time to get there for whatever reason. And Elise is like, is someone else coming for these chairs? Is someone else going to be here for these chairs? I mean,
chairs.
What are these chairs here for?
Chairs. Is there a does this restaurant have a nanny that can clear away a chair for us? Why do we have all these extra chairs? All right, I'll just stare at them.
And Dorinda goes, yeah, it's going to be Leah and
who's that girl?
On, Dorinda.
Yeah, who's that girl nasty. Who just is, yeah. And so then Luann's like, well, this is not good. I mean, would you believe it, girls? We got one of the girls going to be sitting across from nobody. Nobody. Maybe we should call Scott. Put that in the show. That's comedy, girls. Comedy.
And Dorinda goes, well, call him quickly, because God knows that'll only last 5 minutes. And Ramona's like, whoa, you know what? She posted the most ridiculous thing about Scott. Okay, it was on social media. I mean, like, she posted about him. It's the most ridiculous thing you can
dumb.
Do. Okay,
dumb. You know what that's
so
like? It's
dumb.
Like putting, right. Vodka and ice together, and vodka, but not including lime. It's just dumb.
Dumb.
And
Luann's like, well, before you put it on Instagram, you should tell us,
so that way we can ruin the surprise for you. So
yeah, I'm not sure where they're all coming from with this.
But. Yeah, I mean, I'm
just
not sure.
I talk to Tinsley.
Exactly. Like, I do and I don't. Because on the one hand, Tinsley is trying to act like, well, there are certain things that I just keep private. And then, like, these women are basically saying, it's hard to say this without, because it's like, it's multi-sided and like, because these people are generally so terrible. But, like, these women are essentially saying, we want to be more involved in your life. And she's like, okay, I will be. I'll be more open. And then she puts this on IG first. And it's like, well, you're trying to say that there's some things you keep private, but then you put it publicly and you don't even bother telling us, so we don't feel like we're inside on your life. But on the other hand, they do nothing but tear her down. So why should she go to them first when they've been nothing but awful to her? So it's like, that's why I'm saying it's multi-sided.
Yeah. Ugh. I think they're gross. So Tinsley's like, well, hi, guys. And Sonia's like, oh, well, why don't you sit there so you're not at that, or sit at that end of the table. Go ahead, because now there's going to be an empty seat. She's like, I'm fine, guys, I'm fine. Because she knows, like, they want her to sit at the head of the table so they can just all berate her, and she's right in the center, you know. It's like, no thanks, I'm good here.
Well, this is a very spooky night. I see dead people. Just kidding, that's Elise. Put that in the act.
So Ramona's ordering. She goes, oh, you what? I'll also take a tequila Blanco Patinko or whatever she says.
And Leah's Mandy like, Patinkin, please.
I will have Mandy Patinkin vodka. Finishing the line.
Finishing Mandy Patinkin, the star of Chicago Hope, okay? Spoiler.
Criminal Moines, right? So Leah's like, I'll just have what she's going to have, okay? That's fine. I'll just have what she's having. And Ramona's like, she's having one tonight, right? Okay.
You're just having one, okay? Only one. And Leah's like, yeah. Why? You're too afraid I'll be crazy? Something like that. Mm-hmm. So then Leah's like, well, maybe we should make a toast. And Luann's like, to what? Comedy in my show? I agree. Let's have a toast to all the comic acts in my wonderful new cabaret show, Marry, Fuck, Kill. We'll put that in the act, too. It'll be sort of like a self-referential moment. I love it. I love that.
No, we can toast to Tinsley and Scott being back together. It's like, oh, we got news here. We got news, everybody.
I didn't hear about that. At least I didn't hear about it personally. Maybe I was too busy trying to open the door at the cabaret.
And Tinsley goes, me and Scott are back together. Woohoo! Just knowing they're going to rag on her, right?
Yeah.
And so Leah tries to help her out. She's like, well, Tinsley told me today that this is it, and she's going to be married, and she's positive that this is it. So, yay, Tinsley.
Yeah. And then we see, like, 2 hours ago in the car, Tinsley and Leah are talking, and Tinsley's like, I mean, is there a ring? No. Are we getting married? Like, yeah, I know it's going to happen, because I'm going to move to Chicago and make this work. I'm so happy.
Get back to Dorinda. She's like, oh, you're moving to Chicago? That's fantastic. So you can move out of that hotel you live in.
Yeah. You can finally check out. Am I right? Am I right, everyone? High five.
Nice, complete, wealthy residence dig.
Yeah, it was such a nasty little dig. And so Tinsley's like, well, of course I'm moving to Chicago. And Tinsley's like, she's like, you know, because then the girls just like start talking about something else.
Dorinda's like, oh, well, we can go to the Berkshires and live in the 5th, 6th, 7th. And just ignoring her. And Sonya's like, are we going to have an Indian summer again?
Yeah. And then Tinsley turns to Leah and she's like, well, sometimes my relationship is very important on certain levels, but then when I'm happy, it's not important and we don't talk about it.
Yeah, and I actually felt for her because everybody's just ignoring her on purpose. Like, they're making a big scene out of ignoring her. And she's like, I expect Dorinda to do this with me, but, I mean, Ramona, Luann, and Sonia, I mean, they just go with Dorinda? I mean, what the heck?
Yeah, and then, like, poor Tinsley, she's stuck with no one but, like, Elise. Elise is like, I think they're being very hard on you. I think it's unwarranted.
It's unwarranted. But luckily,
you have me. Elise, the mistress of sparkling conversation.
Luann's like, girls, are you registering this? And Ramona goes, I'm ignoring it. I'm just ignoring it. She goes, oh, well, you're also ignoring the food on your boob. I'm just saying, this is all looking like reality. And yeah. Dorinda's like, oh, yeah, she's trying to make asses out of us and running game.
And she goes, well, I mean, you know how love can be fleeting and crazy, you know? I do. I know that, right? Because I've been married, fucked, and almost killed by cabaret. In the art.
Dorinda's like, you know what? I just want this to disappear. Don't bring life to it.
Yeah.
She's nasty.
And then yeah. Ramona gives this cop-out thing. She tells us, she goes, you know what? Dorinda's telling me to ignore it, and I'm on a good page with Dorinda, okay? So guess what? I'm listening to her, okay? I'm listening to her. I'm sorry. I can't be a decent human being. At least I don't want to be, but I'm going to blame it on Dorinda for right now, okay?
So Luann's like, so is this real, Tinsley? And she goes, 100%-ish, kind of. Well, where's the ring? Well, that's a percentage that's not, but I mean, kind. It's real. I'm going to get a ring. I'm going to get a ring, right?
And Dorinda's like, well, it's great because you just live in a hotel, you know? And so you can just pack up and go tomorrow. What I'm saying is you have no substance in your life, so you really can do anything right now because no one really cares if you left tomorrow.
She's like, oh, you're really cool, Dorinda. You're really cool being mean to me. Well, I'm so glad you're happy for me. Thank you. She goes, oh, yeah, so happy for you. You know, I got a turkey baster, so maybe you could try to have a baby. Shut up, you vile woman. So mean. What is wrong with you?
so mean. And then Tinsley's like, well, what does that mean? Which is kind of funny because Tinsley's trying to be like, I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back at Dorinda. I'm going to be like, oh, you're so cool. But then Tinsley's so easy to get because Dorinda says that. And she's like, what does that mean? What does that mean? And Dorinda just goes, the skeleton's out of the box. And then she starts doing this weird, like, moving her arms all over.
She's terrible. She's not even fun anymore. She's just a mean, rotten woman. So she's like, this is her Twitter. She goes, wait, I'm not seeing Scott, and now married. Hashtag, and the comments were so funny. They're like, why are you so obsessed with her? And someone said, turkey baster, so mean. And someone says, remember how mad Dorinda got when everyone dragged John and her raggedy relationship circa 2015? Now look at her. The hypocrisy.
Yeah. Or how about circa like 5 weeks ago on the show when Ramona's like, you know what? In 2 weeks, John's going to be out of the picture. And Dorinda's like, why would you say that? Why would you say that? That's actually why Dorinda's probably really so mean to Tinsley right now, is because her relationship is, you know, is over. And I think it's like hard for her to see someone else sort of in the same kind of boat, but it's actually coming together in a way.
Well, so, someone tweeted, she's not obligated to share who she's dating. Worry about who you're not dating. Maybe if your Holland Tunnel was getting some traffic, you'd not be so concerned.
Ooh.
And Dorinda answered that one, and she goes, we're on a show where you have to be transparent and then choose. Don't be on a reality show.
Well, that's actually what Tinsley chose, so there you go. So Elise weighs in now with Tinsley. She goes, you know what? I believe this is it for you. I do believe it. And you guys can live happily ever after. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
And Dorinda's up dancing, just doing whatever she can to be mean. And Leah's like, this is actually day class A behavior. Like,
whoa.
This is bad.
I can't believe you stole my line. I mean, are you my daughter for real? This is crazy.
So next, talking about dreams being achieved. Century 21!
So basically, Sonia goes to the offices of Century 21, which is like this big store, and she's meeting with the execs, and she's brought her new intern, Lulu. Okay, Lulu's there. And basically, Century 21 is like, when we went to your fashion show, we were like, we have to buy those clothes to remind our employees what we do not want in our store. Okay, it'll be set a great example. Great. Yeah.
And she's like, wow, I can see the green. It's coming. I just have to stay. I just pooped.
Coming soon, we have the Sonia Morgan line of diapers. Great for if you're on the Jitney or just gone to Blood Mansion.
Jitney diapers.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, I know that the buying team is going to be in touch with your team to place orders in 2 weeks. And she's just like, here's a needle, Lulu.
Yeah, basically. So I hope that all works out with the guy sitting in his living room in Englewood. Englewood, yeah. New Jersey. Englewood, I guess.
Yeah.
So then... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I was just going to move on to the next scene because I didn't find that there was anything to talk about in this scene. I was like, okay, well, I actually was a little surprised that Sonia's business storyline, it's gone farther than it ever has before in the past. So she did make it to a corporate meeting. So that was weird, strange, unsettling.
Yeah. So the next scene, Ramona is picking up Dorinda in a car and then they pick up Sonia. And Sonia's like, what side do I get in on? And everyone's like, you know what? I'm going to sit in the middle, okay? That's it. And Sonia's like, well, thanks a lot for letting me get in on the traffic side so I get killed.
I was like, excuse me, I can't talk to you right now. I'm calling Boatman, okay? All right. Hello, Boatman. How are you? I call him Boatman.
Boatman, I'm in the car with my two girlfriends. We're going to go to look at a warehouse with this gentleman named Larry Scott. And you're a boatman. Okay, boatman?
You know what's fun about Boatman? He even had a big dance in the 90s. Okay, it's all the rage. I'm like, that was the Bartman. Whoa, didn't Bart Simpson?
She's like, whoa, you know what? I'm planning my birthday this year, like I always do. But this time, it's going to be different. Because this time, I want it to be about me.
Just one second. You with my girlfriends. Like, how many luncheons do we have to see with you and Marianne Beanstalk floating around in the background? Like, how many of those do you have to go through before you realize that's what you've always done?
Yeah, so funny. So Drinda goes, Ramona's like, okay, boatman, boy, boatman, boy. Anyone can ask me about boatman? Okay, the boatman 20 times. And Drinda goes, oh, that's a nice name, boatman. Who's that? Who's Mr. Boatman?
And Ramona's like, I'm just calling him Mr. Boatman. Okay, honestly, I don't actually really even know his name. I just answered an ad on the Penny Saver for someone selling their boat, okay? That's all we've gotten, all right? So I bought a boat, but I think I also got a date.
So Sunny goes, so where are we going now? What's the address? Because they're on the highway.
She's yeah. Like,
what? Where are we going now?
Yeah. It's like, oh, we're going to Bethpage. Okay. I thought Bethpage was one of my girlfriends. Turns out it's a town on Long Island. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. First, I thought it was a town that doesn't support other towns. So
wow, look at all,
like,
these houses on the side of this highway. Look, they all got bad advice from Bethany Frankel, who's not a maven. Okay.
So Dorinda's like, oh my. Drina's like, oh god, so mean like that we were looking at a warehouse in Manhattan. If anyone's gonna come back here, I'm gonna pack in the contact. And then put that in the show, Luann. Put that. That's good. Pack your contact.
So they finally get to Bethpage and they're at the warehouse of Larry Scott, who you may remember as Melissa Gorga's party planner for her 40th birthday party. Did you recognize him?
I knew him from somewhere, but I'd already scrubbed my brain since that season. So, God, that's who it is.
I wonder if Melissa gave the referral, because Ramona was at that party. So it's Larry Scott. Hey, Larry. It's like, whoa, look at this warehouse. Hey, I noticed that half your stuff here is broken. Why is that? Oh, yeah, Melissa Gorga came through yesterday.
So he's got food everywhere and, like, candy ball, like a candy dish. And he's like, why are you eating my balls? All right, I want my balls back, honey.
Yeah, I want my balls. So everyone's like, Larry Scott is the premier party planner for all of New York City, all of Long Island, all the Hamptons. I mean, this man is major. He even did Melissa Gorga's 40th birthday party and had people dressed in gold and had Melissa Gorga's face on the windows. I mean, that's huge, okay? And so I'm only so honored to have him as my party planner, okay? Sorry, but I only deal with Larry Page.
She's like, last year I messed up and I didn't, like, celebrate my friends. So, you know what? This year I'm going to invite my girlfriends to my party. And she's talking about the Met Gala bar mall where she didn't let Sonia come. And then she sat at a different table than Dorinda. She's like, I'm going to make it up to them this year, okay?
Yeah, she's like, because they're really my good friends. And, like, they didn't get invited last year. And Sonia goes, well, actually, you disinvited me, but that's okay.
And Sonia's just, they just cut, every time they cut to Sonia, she's eating something, you know?
Yeah, she's eating chocolate, just one after the other. She's like, great idea. Great idea, Ramona. Okay, I'm just going to have this giant donut.
And Ramona's like, I want to do it at Scarpea, okay? Because it's my favorite place. And then Dorinda cuts in and she's like, why don't you do it with Sonia? It's her birthday too. She goes, you know what? No, it's my own party. It's my coming out party, okay? Because I'm single, I'm embracing it. It's my birthday. How many years has this been your storyline that you're single and you're embracing it? This is your, like, fourth year of this.
Yeah, this is like 4 or 5 years of you being single and embracing. And by the way, also that lady who arranged the party last year, why is she not a housewife? I loved her in her, she had one second in a flashback, and every time they show it, I just love this snotty lady. Like, bring her on. We want our snotty ladies.
It's like, should I invite Sonia too? Because I was gonna invite Sonia. She's like, no, absolutely not.
I don't even know who she is. Who's Sonia? I've never even heard of that lady. She's my best friend. So then Dorinda's like, so Ramona's basically like, no, this is my party, which I actually think is, like, fine to say. She's throwing herself a party. So now Dorinda's mad that Ramona doesn't want to do a joint party with Sonia, like, which has just sprung on her. And Dorinda's like, yeah, it's not nice. I mean, I'm giving you an opportunity to be kind. I do a kind gesture. Like, no, Dorinda. Like, yes, like, maybe suggest it, but I think it's totally within Ramona's rights. And it's very rare that I ever say that, but it's totally within Ramona's rights to be like, no, I want to have a party for myself.
Well, and who is Dorinda to say she's giving the opportunity to someone to be kind? You just literally ran somebody out of town.
Like, and you've been bitching about this entire process ever since you got here, and will continue to be rude throughout the rest of the scene.
Yes, and Sonya is such a fucking freeloader. Sonya wouldn't pay for any of that or do shit. We have all seen Sonya's parties, okay? She's a total freeloader. So yeah. Ramona's like, no, I have my own list and my own friends, and I love you, but this is about me. Yeah. And Sonya's like, yeah, you know, for the past couple of years, Ramona just wants the whole spotlight for herself.
Yeah. Says Sonya, who got up on Luann's stage and literally took off her clothing. So Larry's like, may I step out of this one? I got to make more chocolates for you girls. So then Ramona's like, you know what? This is about me giving back to all my girlfriends I've had for 30 years. It's very important to me because it's costing me a lot of money. And I don't care if I don't have a guy to pay for it, okay? I'm not married. And I'm just sort of coming out. And it's for me. And I want all the presents for myself, okay? Sorry.
And Dorinda goes, is she paying you? Is she even paying you for this? And she goes, he's giving me a very good deal, okay? And Dorinda says, a lot of things Ramona does is let's make a deal. Listen, I don't do that in life. I use a credit card. Really? Because you're slinging shit on OnlyFans and, like, not paying for artwork that you're taking off some Instagram artist to sell Durobics. So.
A car ride to Long Island, $60. A party, $10,000. Giving an opportunity for someone to be nice to someone else. Priceless. MasterCard. I'm just a credit card.
Yeah, and Sonya says that it's Dorinda's birthday party, too, coming up, Dorinda, so here's your opportunity to be kind. Why don't you have a joint Sonya birthday party and pay for everything?
Let me tell you something. I spent every day of the 90s going to video stores and rewinding tapes. You know why? Because I be kind. I know how to be kind. I rewind.
Also, I didn't have to put that 89 cents on my credit card. All right, there you go. You're full circle. So Dorinda, he's like, look, I got a picture here. This one, we could have a big table of balls. And I could walk around and say, stop holding my balls, ladies.
Yeah, ladies.
So Dorinda's are you interested like, what are you having a wedding? Oh, go ahead, sorry. No.
Are you interested in having some Melissa Gorga curtains on you? On your windows, because we still have a bunch of those left over. So, Envy by Ramona.
We are having the wedding. I mean, this is huge. It's party. And she, it's because it's my coming out party, okay? I'm coming out. I still don't think Ramona knows what that means. Exactly.
I'm coming out single, okay? I'm a debutante, okay?
I'm a debutante. Yeah. So Dorinda's like, soon we'll be celebrating when I got my first period party. And then she just starts laughing and pointing at nobody. She's like,
You know what I think? They don't have as many girlfriends as I do, okay? They just can't gather up a list like this in 2 seconds. I think it's a little resentment, a little jealousy, okay? That's all I can chalk it up to, okay? Because I've got all sorts of great friends. Like, I've got the former mayor of New York, who's blind like I was once blind. So that's him. There are a lot of people, okay? That's all I'm going to go with, okay?
Oh, my God. One time we did list all of her friends. We were cracking up. It took us like an hour. So Dorinda's like, all right, go with me. Cable. Long cable. Big tablecloth. Woman covered in sushi like Sex in the City. And Larry's like, oh, gross. Disgusting. I'm going to vomit.
He's like, listen, I know I design parties for New Jersey, but I mean... A 20-year-old reference for a party design? No, not even I can do that.
So the guy's telling Ramona, yeah, we need to make sure they don't take attention away from you because the attention is on you. All right, now here, we're going to have a radius, all right? You're going to be in the center. It's going to be Ramona holding court right here in the center. And Dorinda is so pissed.
That's all this world needs, Ramona in the round. So Dorinda's like... Who is the Ramona show? For God's sakes, I celebrate Jesus Christ. I barely celebrate Jesus Christ so much as I do Ramona, okay?
So then as they leave, Dorinda's like, get me out of here. And as they leave, the assistant's like, should I take that picture? And Larry's like, yeah, come on. We got to do a picture of something for social media. And Dorinda's like, oh, and yeah, we got to do a social media piece for his business. You know what? If I'm going to take your whole day and then have to make you do a promo piece for someone's business, you know what? I would tell him, save that for your Hamptons friends, all right? You got the wrong audience here, right?
I mean, Dorinda, you're not shooting a 30-second ad for Food Emporium, okay? It's a picture. I know, take the picture. Dorinda, she's basically saying, like, she's cranky. I mean, I understand why she's cranky as hell. I mean, she got taken out to Long Island. She probably needs her afternoon nap. She's sitting there while, like, she's like, why am I here? You're not even taking my advice. I'm just sitting here watching this stupid scene. And now, on top of that, I got to help this guy's business, and I'm not getting any pay for it. So, but yes. But at the same time, just, like, take the photo. Like, it's not a picture. Big, it's a picture. God.
It's not a Dorinda and Sonia go to see a wacky chick flick coming up. You know, it's not like a whole shoot. You'll survive it. Also, you're being paid to be on a reality show and be amusing. Be amusing. It's a day of work.
Yeah, exactly. So then we go over to Leah's apartment where her daughter Keir and her dad Rob are coming over, and like Leah's like juicing right now and like working on a new like juicing recipe. She's experimenting. She's gonna like put kale in it, etc. And I suddenly had these like awful flashbacks to Jules Weinstein and her elixirs. I was like, oh gosh, don't go down this path, Leah. Please, please. Let this be the end of the green juices.
Yeah. And he's like, what? I don't have juices. I'm a guy. She's like, oh my God, you just try a juice. It's like, just try it. And he's like, whoa, pretty good.
Will you carry that plant down? Because you're a man and I'm a woman. And like, you're my husband, kind of, even though we don't fuck. Which I've got batteries for that, so.
Yeah, we've never seen this on Bravo before. So then he basically picks up this plant. It's just like, it's like a dead plant. He just like picks it up. It's clearly not a very heavy plant. It's not even messy or difficult to hold. He just like picks it up. She's like, it's so nice to have a man around to do man things. I'm like, Leah, you can pick up you can pick up that plant. Anyone can pick up. That's not a gendered moment of picking up a dead plant and putting it down the garbage chute.
A gendered moment. So then we get Ramona walking to a bar, you know, doing T-bar. The Ramona walk. Yeah, going to T-bar. We're back to T-bar.
T-bar. You know, the best part was whenever they go to T-bar, there are two things that are great. The lecherous older men who swarm around like sharks, and then the like constant cutaways to the bartender who's so disgusted by all of this. They just always cut to that woman who's always like, oh God, please let this audition for the Les Mis revamp come through. I gotta get out of this life.
I gotta get out. Ramona comes to a bar that she knows. She's been to a million times, right?
Yeah.
So she comes in and she sees the waitress or the bartender and she goes, whoa, you look so beautiful. What is this, competition? I mean, you got the same clothes as me, the same boobs as me. Like, you know what they wear here, Ramona.
Yeah. Whoa, I guess I'm implying that I look so hot that I'm basically like the twin of the bartender, okay? Guess what? I'm also auditioning for Les Mis. You can't get rid of me, okay? So Ramona's like, all right, here's what I'd like to order, okay? You may not have heard this. I call it the Ramona Special, okay? Tito's with ice and Pellegrino or club soda all the way to the top, a straw and a lime wedge, okay? I call it, I don't really know what I'm going to call it yet, but it's a drink for very exclusive people. And so I almost feel like you have to be in part of a club to drink this. So I'm going to call it like vodka club soda. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so then Tinsley comes and saying, hi, Ramona. Thanks for asking me for a drink. It's like, whoa, you know what? I just want to say, be happy. I just want you to be happy, okay? And she tells us, I feel badly that I listened to Dorinda at the restaurant. So I said, you know what? Meet me for a pre-date drink. And let's make a toast, literally just a toast. And then stop talking to me, stupid lady that nobody likes, okay?
Tinsley, I just wanted to have a night where I could give you my undivided attention. For 5 minutes, okay? So she's like, you know, I felt really bad. And so then Luann enters, and Luann's still in the Halloween spirit. So she's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get back at Ramona for startling me, even though it wasn't really her fault. So, boo! Boo! That startled you? Like,
God. It's another poor person scaring me. Nuts.
I wanted to be as startling as a door that wouldn't open for a cabaret star. Am I right, girls? Am I right?
Isn't this fun? And poor Tinsley, by the way, in this entire scene, never gets one sentence out.
Yes.
Because before Luann comes, she's like, yeah, well, you know, I've been down this road before, and it's really, oh, hey, girls, boo. Well, hey, Ava, it's good to see you. Oh, anyway, so who's this guy? So this big guy comes up. He's like, hey, it's me, Ron.
He's disgusting. We've seen so many disgusting guys wander up to these women over the years. It's one of the great traditions of this show. But this guy, like, he sort of like lumbers in. He looks like the main dude from Despicable Me, and he's like, "Hey, I'm Ron. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, it's me, Ron.
Ron, you're early for a date. And by early, I mean you're right on time because I don't want to talk to Tinsley anymore." So then,
and Tinsley's like, "Oh my god, this is so Ramona to double book. Well, I mean, at least she made an effort. Like, she cares like this much, but that's something."
And then this guy who's actually there ostensibly for a date with Ramona, he like goes right up to Luann and he is like up on her. He's like, "Hey, we used to party at Boutique together, remember?" And she's like, "Ugh."
Boutique. And Tinsley's like, "Oh yeah, we met too, probably with Harry Dubin." And he's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, we met at dinner with Harry, yeah. I think it was at the Regency or something." And the man goes, "Oh no, not the Regency. Oh."
Not the Regency. Would you believe it, girls? He mentioned the Regency. Now, Tinsley, I am really excited for you and Scott. I'm really, really happy. But I have never seen such terrible omens in a farewell scene as the utterance of Harry Dubin, the Regency, and Boutique all within 5 seconds of each other. Be careful.
Is it Boutique or Boutique?
It's Boutique.
Boutique.
Because it's a play on... one of our listeners once emailed us and said, "Sadly, I used to go there as like a joke with friends." Because it's like a play on boutique, but spelled like boutique. I think we used to say boutique, but then someone told us this actually said boutique.
Oh, okay. I always write it down boutique. I mean, we've had years to
little
learn
boutique.
This. You would think that I could get this. Yes. And I didn't know why it was called boutique. I thought it was called boutique because it was spelled like a guy's name, like your beau or your beau.
Right.
You know?
But it's supposed to be like that's what I think we used to say boutique, but it's actually like beauty or
oh,
I don't
Christ.
Know. The point is this, it's closed.
How many hours have we spent talking about this over the years? Is it spelled, is it boutique or boutique and why?
Well, I know. I'm sad that it's closed because if we ever go back to New York when this pandemic lifts, like I was always hoping to go to Boutique and we never got a chance to. We got to go to the Regency. I guess T-Bar, we have to put T-Bar on the list. It doesn't quite have the same allure, but I think we have to start really welcoming T-Bar into the New York landscape, right?
Yeah. So Luann is talking to Tinsley and she's like, "Your mother must be so over the moon." She's like, "Oh my god, but she's sad because it's happening really fast." Anyway, Ron.
Tinsley, I know you found love, but you're coming for Halloween, right? And she's like, "No, I don't think so." She goes, "What do you mean? Why would you not come for Halloween?" It's like, she's like, "I'm throwing the most fabulous party." Like, I thought you were going to say like, "Oh, we wanted to give you a farewell party." She's like, "No, I'm throwing a party and you're not coming to it."
She's like, "I'm literally moving tomorrow." Okay, look, girls. She's like, "Ring? Do you still have the ring yet?" She goes, "No, but he's talking about building out a closet for me."
"What do you mean building it out? I mean, outside? What are you going to have? A closet outside? Anybody here to write that down?" Anybody?
Like, "No. Like, I mean, like, building it, he's going to take a bedroom and make it like a closet. And then he's going to take one of the bathrooms and, like, make it a glam room."
"Well, why doesn't he just build the closet and ship it in a truck like he did your car? Am I right, everyone? Comedy."
"Well, you know what? You're getting a closet and a bathroom? That's nuts, okay? There's a guy. I don't even need the ring, okay? I have this one girlfriend who's been dating a guy for 7 years and she doesn't have a closet, okay?
Her name is Dorinda, okay? Whoa, did I say that?" So then Tinsley, "Tinsley, I'm so glad we got this quiet time just for you. And by quiet time, a very loud bar with big gentlemen lingering over our shoulders and listening in awkwardly, okay? Hey, remember those two girlfriends I had in the very first scene of the episode of the season? And now they're gone. Remember that?"
"May all your wishes and rainbows come true. Ron, let's go."
"We're always here for you, Except, unfortunately, I'm actually literally leaving you behind right now because I'm going on a date over there in the corner. Boy, I'm not here for you.
Yeah. So then the next day, Tinsley's at her apartment getting ready to leave, finishing packing her boxes and stuff. And Dale's like, oh, let me help you pack. Let me help you to. Oh, Tinsley, look at your baby cup. When I look at this baby cup, I just think of when you were a baby, Tinsley, and a baby having a cup drinking something. Oh, Tinsley.
Tinsley, I can't help crying. I know this is a happy time for you, but packing up these boxes reminds me of how we just packed up all your potential so many years ago. So many sad memories.
Tinsley's like, Mom, okay, look, some things are going to go to Palm Beach Storage. Some things are going to go to Newport Storage. Some things are going to go to Chicago. It's like, that is a rich woman right there. When you just have three different moving people.
And Dale says this weird thing. She goes, it's just a... She doesn't say something like, it's just that, like, you've always been, like, you've always been close by, or just that I'm losing my baby. She's like, oh, just that you've always been on the East Coast, and now you're going somewhere else. I can't even say it. Fine. A crossover state. Oh, God. My daughter lives in a crossover state.
I mean, it's in the middle of, I don't even know. How do you
access it? She lives on a lake. What are you going to do? Have a beer and a koozie on a pontoon? Mom, it's a great lake. I don't care how great it is. You could be living on a sound.
That was so funny. She can't even bring herself to say the Midwest. She's just like, oh.
Somewhere else. Like, Chicago is like some podunk town. It's like an amazing city. Oh,
I know.
Where there are pizzas. Their pizzas are deep. They got deep pizzas. Not that you should ever have one in the first place.
I mean, the people can't even figure out how to use a pan, Tinsley.
They put green things on their hot dogs. Tinsley, it's scary there.
No. So she's like, but we're supposed to be happy. She's like, but it's changing, Tinsley. So Tinsley's like, but if I don't take this moment, I'm going to regret it the rest of my life. It's time for me to listen to myself and nobody else. I'm feeling totally confident about this, mother.
Tinsley, how many times have I told you listening to yourself is the same as regretting things?
So then Sonia comes over.
Leah comes over first.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that matters, but Leah comes over first, and Dale's like, hi, girl, how you doing? Look at me speaking all young and such. I'm going to be a cast member on your show soon enough.
I hear that you're doing real well in your life. Well, this one found somebody to marry her, and she has dogs and dresses. So,
look, we have Hey, Leah, have you seen this little drawing we have of Tinsley when she was a baby girl and we thought she'd be married off by 23? Look, here it is. We drew it in 1956 before she was even born. There it is on the wall.
Leah's like, I'm so happy for her. Like, I used to think, like, she was crazy for wanting the fairy tale instead of the legend, but, like, it's actually really sweet, so...
Yeah, I only wish I had 10% of her optimism. And I guess by 10% of the optimism, I guess more just like that closet. That closet looks really major.
Yeah, 10% of that money would be nice, you know? So Sonia comes over with a bunch of sparkly shit in bags to give to Leah.
Yeah.
I
don't think she had shit to give to Leah. She basically was like, okay, well, I brought some bags, so whatever you don't want, I'll just take it. Thanks. I got some great storage in the attic.
I know. It looked like a bunch of sequin dresses, but it was probably a bunch of sequin bags.
Yeah. So Sonia and Dale hug and, like, knock over a lamp, practically. And Sonia's like, all right, well, I'm here. I'm ready to be thanked for putting you on the road to finding romance at long last. Emphasis on long, but not on last.
This is so funny. And Dale is like, oh, Sonia, you've been so good to my girl. You know, I didn't want her moving to New York and being alone and the way you took care of her. And Tinsley's like, oh, thanks, Mom. Okay, I have to read this. Social media has been so funny this week with this show. So Tinsley posts like a farewell, Real Housewives of New York. Thank you so much for everything you've given me. I've been such a good time. So Sonia responds. And without me, you wouldn't have met. So happy for you, girl, hearts. You got the fairy tale, moved to New York to live with a true girlfriend who was there for you with open arms. Me. The emoji with the hand in the air. Me. I got you on Real Housewives of New York, and my co-star introduced you to Scott the Man. three hearts. May all your dreams come true. I'm always here. Kisses. And then Leah writes under it. She responds, Sonia, what the fuck?
That's what one of the things that puts this show in a different tier is just how savage they are to each other. They are just tearing each other down, but like under the guise of niceties. Oh, it is just so brilliant.
Yeah, just so happy for you.
So Dale is crying. She's like, I mean, Sonia, you did so much. Man, when we sent little Tinsley up to New York and we said, put it with Sonia, and we were hoping that you'd scare her back down to Palm Beach into mommy's embrace, and you sort of failed on that front, and now my daughter's basically living in some weird little podunk hamlet off of a lake in Illinois, but I guess there's an upside. I don't know what it is, but you can tell me what it is.
I do have a tiny little cup in my possession now, though, so
finally got that cup back. I'm gonna give it a topper.
So then we see Tinsley moving out.
But then Sonia's like, you know, all I wanted for Tinsley was for her to be safe and to get her own dog and to develop her brand again. And look, she's back in fashion shows, or a fashion show for a designer that no one really likes. And, you know, she's doing her charities, or at least, you know, paying the community chest on Monopoly. And, you know, you throw a man in the mix and look, she's really, she's like maybe back somewhere. I don't know.
She goes, by the way, what is the expiration date on those eggs? So we see her moving out and stuff and taking the little doggies with her, and she's like, I've changed so much, you know, I thought coming back would trigger me back to the old Tinsley, but I haven't been in one single bush. And I feel myself again, I feel confident again, everything's gonna work out, right, driver?
I feel like I'm like my old self again. Oh, there, you're not at all. That's why we're shipping you off to the Midwest. Bye.
Also, I forgot to point out, I don't know why I thought this was so funny, but when Leah walked into her apartment, there's pictures of her on the table, and they all have like this little blonde girl with bangs,
yeah,
and like a pigtail or something. And she's like, wow, look at this picture. She goes, oh yeah, that was my look back then.
I know. And that's when they did a close-up of this, like, drawing of her as, like, a 7-year-old. And she looked like she was on the cover of, a 1950s edition of Nancy Drew. It was just, totally, like, so old-fashioned. Like, it's so Tinsley.
She's always had, like, the look, you know. Now it's the curling iron, but before it was bangs and a pigtail.
So now, Tinsley, we're seeing montages of Tinsley's greatest hits. Like, welcome to the circus. Oh, no, they're putting me in a hoop. And she's like, you know what? Like, all this good stuff wouldn't have happened without the bumps along the way. So thank you, Mugshot. Thank you, Sonia. Thank you, Townhouse, and everyone I met along the way.
And then we get her end card. Tinsley's fairy tale came true when Scott proposed in front of Christmas carolers. She got the ring and is currently drawing up plans for her dream closet. Oh, I miss Tinsley. I like Tinsley.
I can't believe how actually sad I was by this, because they really gave her a very warm goodbye, which I actually think I feel like the producers were very generous to her in this goodbye. They sent her off. They gave her lots of nice music. They gave her a few like goodbye scenes. They did this nice moment where they showed the sky, like the New York City skyline, go from day to night. It was very hopeful. And they gave her, when they don't like you, when they put up that freeze frame with like the update, if they don't like you, they get like a shot of you with like your tongue sticking out and like half blurred and your one eye is wonky. But they gave her like a really beautiful shot. And, you know, when she came on at first, I was like, why did they add her? Like, they only added Tinsley Mortimer because she has fame in New York and, like, she doesn't do much. And then she sort of became her own kind of, like, sad but endearing person on this show. Like, they just kind of stomped on her and she was, like, this little girl but, like, tragically living in her past. And she was, like, a fascinating addition to the show. So, yeah, I am going to miss her.
Yeah, I miss Tinsley. It's so sad. Dorinda, nasty Dorinda. Way to end it, Dorinda.
I know. Excuse me. This door is still not open. Hello?
We're going to add that Hello? To the show, honey. We're going to add that in.
I think I'm trapped on the handle now.
That brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New York City.
Yes, and the end of Tinsley's run. So the show is going on a little break for 2 weeks, apparently. And so we'll figure out something else to plop into the schedule, perhaps. But in the meantime, everyone, I know this has been a really intense week in the world of Bravo. There's a lot of things on people's minds. Just treat each other with respect. And as you guys all hash it out and, you know, and be kind to each other and go support those businesses we talked about and be safe out there. And we will talk to you on Monday.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.